Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Exploring Anthropic's global footprint in artificial intelligence. Today we'll look at Anthropic opens Milan office to support Italian enterprise research and developers from Anthropic, coding agents in the social sciences from Anthropic, and Anthropic appoints Kyung Choi as representative director of Korea, ahead of Seoul office opening from Anthropic. We'll dive into the emerging landscape of artificial intelligence and its growing impact across various regions and sectors, emphasizing how Anthropic is positioning itself as a global player in this transformative field. Italian endeavors, unpacking the Milan office. First up, we delve into Anthropic opens Milan office to support Italian enterprise, research, and developers, published on May 27th. Here, we see Anthropic making significant strides in Italy, a vital hub for both innovation and culture in Europe. By opening its sixth office in Milan, Anthropic is not merely expanding its geographical footprint. It is also actively engaging with the local ecosystem to foster collaborative relationships with Italian enterprises and researchers. The initiative aims to support the responsible scaling of artificial intelligence technologies, particularly focusing on their AI model, Claude. Milan is a city steeped in history and innovation, renowned for its dynamic economic sectors, ranging from finance to automotive. Anthropic's decision to establish itself in this vibrant locale hints at its recognition of Italy as an essential player in the European tech landscape. The office is set to engage with businesses across various sectors, such as Generali Group in finance and NL Group in energy, both of which are already leveraging Claude's advanced capabilities to enhance operational efficiencies and drive innovation. One noteworthy aspect of this expansion is the company's commitment to a dialogue surrounding AI ethics. The opening comes in the wake of Pope Leo XIV's encyclical that addresses the ethical considerations surrounding AI technologies. Chris Ola, co-founder of Anthropic, has taken an active role in these discussions, stressing the importance of implementing AI responsibly. This move signifies a vital cultural shift in which technology firms do not just rush to roll out new products, but also engage in shaping an ethical framework that dictates how these technologies should be designed and integrated into society. As part of this ongoing AI discourse, Anthropic aims to alleviate burdensome tasks for staff at Italian companies, allowing them to redirect their focus toward high-thought work. This sentiment resonates with many enterprises in Italy that are eager to use AI to compress lengthy development timelines and optimize their overall operational strategies. The likes of Satispay, a fintech startup, have already begun to see how Claude can hasten their operational processes and improve service delivery, illustrating the tangible benefits AI can bring to businesses, pointing towards a collective narrative of Italy positioning itself as a forward-thinking participant in the global tech arena. Rethinking research, AI's role in social sciences. Next on our agenda is Coding Agents in the Social Sciences, also published on May 27th. This article provides a comprehensive examination of the evolving relationship between social scientists and artificial intelligence technologies. It reveals insightful findings from a survey of social researchers, where approximately 81% of participants reported experimenting with AI chatbots to facilitate their work. However, the more sophisticated coding agents, capable of executing analyses autonomously, such as Claude Code, are seeing significantly less adoption. Only about 20% have ventured to integrate such tools into their research practices. This disparity in adoption rate strikes at the heart of a broader conversation about equity and access to technology. The article highlights a notable division. Researchers with traditionally male names are reportedly twice as likely to harness these coding agents compared to their female counterparts, sparking critical reflection on gender dynamics in technology and academia. Furthermore, geographical differences emerge, with researchers affiliated with top-ranking universities demonstrating higher usage rates. This pattern raises vital questions about who gets access to advanced research tools, potentially perpetuating disparities within academic circles. The transformative potential of coding agents is enormous, as their capabilities could ultimately allow for the execution of fundamental research tasks that have historically required the dedicated efforts of human researchers. Imagine a future where coding agents operate seamlessly to gather data, perform analyses, and even draft research papers. This potential leads to significant advancements in efficiency within empirical research. However, as we lean into this future, we must critically consider how we maintain the integrity and quality of academic work amidst increasing automation. The optimistic view of AI as a means to enhance research productivity comes with significant caveats. While coding agents may allow for the rapid generation of publishable papers, the proliferation of lower quality research could threaten the rigor and reliability of academic work. Navigating these waters becomes crucial as we explore best practices for integrating AI tools into social science research without compromising the standards adhered to by researchers. Moreover, AI chatbots have shown promise in aiding researchers with writing assistance, presenting an opportunity for enhanced academic output. Yet this assistance raises concerns about the dilution of peer review quality and the authenticity of scholarly work. As scholars begin to incorporate AI into their processes, careful navigation will be vital if they hope to utilize these tools to elevate the standards of social science research rather than undermine them. Expanding horizons, Anthropic's Korean venture. Lastly, we turn our attention to Anthropic appoints Kyung Choi as representative director of Korea ahead of Seoul office opening, published on May 26th. This article underscores Anthropic's ambitious plans to establish a robust presence in South Korea, a nation where AI adoption rates have surpassed the expectations typically set for its population size. By appointing Kyung Choi as the representative director, Anthropic is strategically positioning itself to tap into the rich pool of talent and innovation found within this burgeoning tech ecosystem. Choi's extensive experience leading technology initiatives across Asia is set to galvanize Anthropic's efforts in one of the world's most technologically advanced markets. His strategic insights into the Korean tech landscape become particularly significant as they emphasize existing synergies. Korean companies' penchant for technical excellence aligns seamlessly with Anthropic's commitment to deploying AI technologies ethically. This alignment hints at a greater collective aim to enhance the capabilities of a broad spectrum of industries, from law to telecommunications. As observed in the article, legal tech firms such as Law & Company are utilizing AI to streamline legal research and document preparation, showcasing the profound impact that innovative technology can have on traditional sectors. These applications not only accelerate the pace at which legal professionals can work, but also present opportunities for lowering costs and improving accessibility to legal services, an essential benefit for many. Simultaneously, SK Telecom's implementation of Claude to bolster customer service illustrates the critical role AI plays in enhancing user experiences across various sectors. From smart responses to customer inquiries to intelligent system upgrades, the collaboration symbolizes the synergy between human and machine in forging more productive and efficient work environments. The future trajectory for work in South Korea appears to be one characterized by deeper integration of AI technologies, paving the way for an ecosystem that thrives on collaboration between humans and machines, ultimately fostering innovation and economic growth. Connecting the dots, AI's global impact. In essence, the fabric of AI is weaving itself across diverse sectors and cultures, creating a rich tapestry of innovation and ethical considerations. From the philosophical and ethical discourse fostered in Italy, to the strategic leadership appointments in Korea and the evolving tools created for research in the social sciences, we see a vibrant and constantly evolving landscape surrounding artificial intelligence. Each of these narratives reveals not just technological advancements, but also offers a deeper insight into how we navigate ethical concerns and address disparities that will invariably shape the future of AI deployment. As we wrap up our discussion, it's clear that artificial intelligence transcends mere technical specifications. It's about human stories, living experiences, and the collective journey we are embarking on as society looks toward a future increasingly defined by these transformative technologies. The dialogue surrounding AI's application raises fundamental questions about responsibility and integrity, outlining a path forward that requires careful navigation. Ultimately, as we continue to explore these ideas, we recognize that the greater challenge lies in ensuring that as we innovate, we do so with a conscientious mindset, keeping the ethos of ethical AI at the forefront of our collective endeavors, building a world where technology complements humanity rather than overshadowing it. Such an approach will serve as the foundation for a future where artificial intelligence can catalyze positive change across societies, driving progress while honoring the principles of fairness, responsibility, and equal access in this ever-evolving landscape. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.